We're back to Padres Social Hour,
the off-season edition.
Keeping you up to date on all the hot stove news, presented by United Airlines.
All right, welcome back to Padres Social Hour. Early December, and not quiet around Padre land. We've had all kinds of announcements, trades, transactions, and now a coaching staff hired yesterday, including a new bench coach, and he's with us, Mark McGuire.
Yes.
Hi.
How you doing?
Welcome.
Thanks.
Are you excited for this?
This is
a new step for you, hitting coach the last few years.
Yeah, love challenging myself. I love this game.
Why are you coaching?
I love it. You want to coach because you want to give back what you learned. And it's the knowledge that I've collected over my 20-some-odd years that I've been in this game or more. It's just I just want to pass it on. I've been through the ups and the downs and probably more downs than ups. And that's who you are as a person. And you learn to be the person you are by – busting through failures and the walls, adversity, whatever you want to say. And, boy, I've been through that. But I've also been on top of the game. And, this game's all built on failure, unfortunately.
Sure.
And it's how do these young kids get through this? And so when I got back in, when my second father, Tony La Russa, got me back in 2010, you know, I had to learn how to coach, though. You think a former player – you can just jump in and start coaching. It's not easy a task to do. So I had to learn how to coach, and I've never ruled out moving up in the game of baseball as a coach, and came down here for an interview, and next thing you know, the second interview went really well, and offered me a coaching, bench coach job.
So here we are. I heard you say earlier you didn't really know Andy Green before this process,
right.
But you know somebody who knows Andy Green pretty well, and the guy you just mentioned, Tony La Russa. I imagine you talked to Tony about this.
I did.
Yeah,
absolutely.
What was his take on Andy Green? What's your take on Andy Green here?
Well, knowing Tony like I know Tony, and knowing how Tony started off managing at a very young age, and Andy's very young. Andy's had several very successful seasons as a minor league manager. And then being engaged in the few times that I've been with Andy, I see Tony in him. And, you know, as soon as everybody around San Diego and the media and fans start seeing these interviews and understanding the way he runs the ball game, you're going to see a little bit of Tony La Russa. And then all of a sudden, next thing you know, I get offered this job to be right next to him. And how could I not pass it? I can't pass it up.
That's pretty cool. All right, before we get too serious, I've been wondering this all day as I've been getting ready to do this. Big Mac, are we okay with that? Like, if we refer to you that way, or are you over? You
know, whatever. Care.
Okay.
Whatever.
I just, you know, you don't want to be on radio or TV and refer to you and have it be something that, like, you're not into. So I just wanted to check if we're still okay with that.
I've had a lot of nicknames throughout my my life, so it doesn't matter. Nothing. You know what? I let things just go right.
You're not worried about it.
No, not
okay.
at all.
Okay. Well, that's healthy, I think. What's something about Mark McGuire that probably most people don't realize, don't know? We know a lot about you. You've been in the public eye for so long, going back to college and the Olympics, you know, and obviously as a major leaguer. What don't we know about Mark McGuire?
It's a great question. Well, it's all about what I want to tell you guys.
Fair enough.
You know, I love my family. I love, you know, it was one of the reasons that I retired and after 2001. I could have continued to play. I had a 2-year deal on the table with the Cardinals, and I got tired of being injured and tired of rehab. And I met my beautiful wife, who was my girlfriend at the time, and wanted to start another family. So, you know, I have five young children right now. And my older son, Matt's 28, and, you know, Max and Mason are 13 and almost 12, and then I have triplet girls that are 5 and a half. So
you're busy, is what you're telling
me. Yeah, I'm busy, but I love my family. I just love being around them, but I love being around the game, and my family loves being around the game. So I just love being around family. I love, you know, just everything about it.
Speaking of family, your brother is still a pretty big deal in these parts from his Aztecs days.
Yeah.
Getting a lot of tweets about that.
Oh, good.
Yeah, no,
he's got some studly daughters. His
basketball,
one daughter,
right?
She's 6'4". She's up at Santa Clara. And his other daughter, just signed a letter of intent to go to Oregon. She's 6'5". I mean, these are studs, and he's got a 13-year-old daughter that's probably going to be taller than them. So I'm waiting for my kids to be that tall.
Play some hoops. In the news this week, Barry Bonds reportedly getting ready to join the Marlins to start his coaching career. He reach out to you? Because you've been doing this for a while. I was just curious.
No, surprisingly, because I know he's done some work up in the Giants.
Right.
And I never seen him up there, and all the times he'd come up there and play. But why not? Probably one of the greatest hitters ever played the game. Smartest hitter. Pass it on. I mean, that's what this game's all about. Pass on the knowledge. And, if it does happen, if it comes to fruition, and he's down there in Miami – good for them, good for baseball.
Yeah. No, I mean, it goes back to that question I asked you earlier, why coach? I think for a lot of us as fans, you see guys who did it better than anyone who's ever done it, getting into that and working their way up the ladder and doing, you know, these different stops. And it's an interesting thing. It really is. And you say you want to pass it on, you want to give it back. That's incredible. But it's really an interesting thing to watch, I think, from the outside.
Well, I mean, they've always said that, you know, players have had a lot of success in the major leagues don't make good coaches.
Right. That's the cliche about all sports.
But I don't understand. But it's about relationships. You know, you just it's one thing that I learned back in 2010. You just can't come in and say, hey, this is XYZ. Not that I did that. But it's just like you have to learn who that person is. You have to let them start talking. You got to let them tell them about themselves and what makes them tick. There's a learning curve there.
As far as coaching philosophy goes, I heard you say something earlier like that caught my attention. As a coach, the main thing you want to do is get them talking, mm-hmm. get the players talking, much more so than you doing the talking.
Right, and then you play off that because I've done my study. I know what I want to talk to them about. Some days they just don't want to talk, and you have to read their body language. And sometimes the best coaching is when you just put the ball on the tee or you just don't say anything at all. And I don't know, next thing you know, maybe you're talking about their family or something. And then next thing you know, they're starting to talk about their at-bats from last night. And you're like, oh, wow, here we go. This is perfect. Then they're talking about their at-bats. I'm like, wow, that's exactly what I was going to talk to them about. And they're doing all the talking. And sometimes I think that's the best coaching.
There's a high school coach or a youth coach maybe watching right now just taking some notes from Mark McGuire. They should be. All right, got some fan questions for you here. Let's start it off with Maddie. And he wants to know, spending a few years with the Dodgers now as their hitting coach, what was your take on the Padres? What were you looking at, you know, from across the dugout on the other side, either at Chavez Ravine or here at Petco?
That's a great question. I was asked that earlier today. You know what? I didn't really watch them and critique them. It's just they had a nice offense, and you know, obviously it didn't click, it didn't work. You know, last year, unfortunately, didn't get as many wins as they wanted to. But you know, I didn't really to answer it properly. I can't really say because I was more entrenched in what I was doing as a coach for the Dodgers.
That's reasonable. Brent wants to know if you can still hit one on top of the Western Metal Building here.
I would love to. Sometimes I'm so sad to think that I didn't get a chance to play here, man. I mean, I love Qualcomm too. So,
yeah.
Qualcomm in '92 was the only time I won the Home Run Derby, and I loved it there. So, and this year they're having the All Star Game back here.
That's a nice completion of the circle right there. But I mean, like if we went out there and I threw you some BP, you could probably hit one up here, right?
Yeah, well, I don't know. I mean, I don't know if my back can do with it.
All right,
so.
All right, that's fair. What do you think about this Padre roster? That's kind of part of his question also. As you just now start looking at it mm-hmm. as a coach, you know, you were hitting coach in LA, you're hitting coach in St. Louis, mm-hmm. now a bench coach. I imagine you'll still be involved in working with the hitters.
Well, I mean, if Alan asks for help, yeah, I'm all there. That's one thing that Andy wanted to do to get the coaching staff together, not have any barriers. I mean, you can't feel if a coach comes up to you and asks you something about hitting or pitching or whatever defense, you can't feel offended about this. This is we have to have an open mind, open communication about everything. That's how you get better, because we don't know it all. You know, we like to think that we do, but hey, maybe somebody else might be saying it a different way. We're all saying the same things, and sometimes it clicks easier.
All right, very cool. Last one's a fun one. You just mentioned the Home Run Derby winning in '92 at the Q. Kevin wants to know, what did you like coming to San Diego as a player? What was your favorite, you know, parts of stopping over here?
Well, first of all, the weather. I mean, Southern California kid. I've been here, born and raised up there in Pomona Valley. I've been living in Orange County for over 30 years. San Diego is just awesome city. Qualcomm, just love Qualcomm. Love the palm trees. Just love. there's nothing not to like about San Diego. And now this beautiful stadium here downtown, right off the water, and the video board they put up last year.
It's pretty serious.
The music they're playing just absolutely rocks.
We're going to make sure we send that clip to Wayne. We got that. Mark McGwire, bench coach, San Diego Padres. Congratulations.
Thank you very
Welcome,
much.
And thanks for your time, man.
Anytime.
What are the Padres going to do to get ready for the 2016 season? You'll never know if you don't leave it right here. It's Padres Social Hour,
the off-season edition,
presented by United Airlines.